So, we're here on New Road. We're cowering outside the Theatre Royal, but this show is definitely not, and thank God, happening at the Theatre Royal. It's a stand-up comedy show. There are two of you. It's called Cool Dude Island, and you look a lot cooler on your flyer than you do here, but, you know, forgive me. I'm talking to...
Patrick Spicer.
And...
Neil O'Rourke.
Okay, so, tell us about the theme behind Cool Dude Island, because I wish I was there now rather than here.
The theme is, we're not very cool... We're not very cool dudes. We picked a bad name, and we did a brainstorm, and we thought, that sounds like a name, and we picked it, and here we are.
Okay, but I want you to, like, defend that as if it were a PhD. I mean, you're not that not cool, are you?
We're pretty uncool, we have to say, yeah.
Come on, man, pass the test. Come on, what's uncool about you?
What is uncool about me?
A t-shirt that's got...
I went to the gym once, and I was only able... I tried doing the bench press, but I wasn't able to put any weights on it. Just the bar itself... was enough, and people laughed at me for that for a long time. Okay. I didn't go back to the gym. I never improved, so I'm still at that.
So you're not very athletic. There's one bit. Now, what are you saying about this T-shirt that makes him uncool?
Well, it's got like a teapot and it's got a phone. There's no thematic connection between those two things. It's on top of a deer. I think it's not the kind of thing. It's not the kind of thing he'd wear to like attract friends.
And it's a grey. T-shirt as well, and there are jeans that look like you're storing your testicles in each pocket. But you know, you're wearing the same T-shirt, but you painted grey over it, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to. We got the same matching T-shirt, and I just thought, you know what? I want to separate myself. I want to be cool in my own way.
Now, stand-up comedy is often a very solo thing. How did you decide to make this as a duo?
We're both relatively new, really, and we just acknowledged that we didn't have an hour's worth of material each. So. We'll do half an hour each completely separately.
Yeah.
And we've got good contrasting styles. It's not an hour of the same type of thing.
Yeah.
So it just... And then a big part of it was that we just get on very well and it'll be easy to work with.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fly together and, you know, we won't be getting stressed or anything.
Yeah, and it sounds a bit uncool to be relatively new rather than just either new or old, but that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you work together. Do you sit down, you know, laptops and come up with gags? How do you actually make your comedy?
No, never really together.
Physical theatre warm-ups?
Yeah, we do a lot of, like, kissing, like, for the show. Like, we do passionate kissing. During and after the show, a lot of kissing, that sort of stuff. Yeah. At some point, we're like, maybe we should write some jokes. We're like, we're having such a great time anyway, so...
Yeah, do you just banter with each other and say, that'll work? How does it actually work? No more comedy now, tell the truth.
We do a bit. I mean, yeah, and also, because we're doing the show together so much, we're sitting through each other's set a lot. Which is a shame, but it does mean that, you know, I can try something on one day and Patrick will let me know the next, like, on the train back, did this bit work, did this bit work, could I set this up better, did people understand what I meant by that? So I suppose we kind of edit together, but we wouldn't write together, if that makes sense.
Okay, so just come closer together. You said you did kissing, then you can talk without me constantly moving the microphone.
Great.
Okay, and then when you're actually playing live, you know, do you come off stage going, that didn't work, we won't do it, or do you think, well, that was just the audience, we'll stick to our material?
I try my best not to pin it on the audience. Sometimes you just have to say, that didn't work. But sometimes it is a case of, that didn't work because you didn't set it up, or they didn't understand, or the context wasn't set up.
Well, so that's the problem with doing it yourself, is you haven't got any perspective. So you just do it, and then having somebody seeing the same thing developing from an idea into like a fully formed, in big air quotes, routine.
Yeah. The word fully formed made him laugh there.
I just thought about any of my material being fully formed.
But also, I mean, and it seems like you've hit on a really good setup theme here, because how many people in the world, probably a lot, have either bought those clothes or gone to that cool holiday and suddenly stood there thinking, but we're not cool, are we?
Yeah, not cool enough to fit in.
Yeah.
I think as well, like, I haven't gotten material about being uncool or anything. It's just, we just picked a silly name and kind of wrote a bit at the start acknowledging that it's a silly name, and then I just carried on doing my usual.
This is Fringe Review. I'm trying to find depth here.
Right.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sorry about that.
You came to the wrong island, dude. This is not... You're not going to find it. The good thing about Neil is that he doesn't think that he's written loads of jokes about being uncool, but he accidentally has.
Yeah. It's more just anecdotal about my life, and as it turns out, not very cool.
Yeah.
And what are your plans for the show? Are you touring all around? You know, going to win some weird award in Dublin or something?
We're doing 10 dates here in Brighton. We're doing every Saturday and Sunday. 3 p.m. on Saturdays, 4 p.m.
10 dates. That's like 9 dates more than everyone else. That's cool, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's very cool. We work so hard with some cool dudes. Yeah. And then we're doing the full run in Edinburgh.
Where are you playing?
Just the Tonic in the Cave, so okay. 10 o'clock.
10 p.m.
Yeah.
And so have you played Edinburgh before?
I did last year as part of a three-hander with PBH on the Free Fringe and did a full run.
Do you think you'll have to be different in Edinburgh to, say, Brighton Fringe, or it'll be exactly the same show? My experience of comedy here is people are a bit more generous.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit, sorry.
Well, I don't know, love the people.
We're on the equivalent of the Royal Mile, and it's only 100 metres long. But do notice people are more happy to take your flyers than smash you in the face.
Yeah, 100%. We're expecting some real aggression up in Edinburgh. But here, I don't think our plans are to change it too much for Edinburgh. I think we'll go up to Edinburgh and just get a bit of shock to the system when it is, it does have to change.
Yeah.
And even though I acknowledge that, I'll make absolutely no plans to do that.
Just don't make any suggestion at all that the whole of Scotland isn't cool and you'll survive, okay?
Oh, no. Well, that's the original Cool Dude Island. It's the whole of Scotland.
So finally, guys, what's your invitation for people with busy schedules, loads of shows on, to come and see Cool Dude Island?
It's a lot of fun, and we're two lovely boys, and it's really funny. And we've done three already, and everyone's come out having had a really good time and laughing a lot, even if there's bits that are incredibly lame and poorly written.
And so you're making a claim here that people laugh at your comedy?
Yeah, mate, come along. I'll prove it. I'll point out people who are laughing.
Yeah. You want a last word here? Though, sort of you're shaking, holding your fires here.
No, I'm just an anxious boy. I'm just an anxious boy.
Come and see an anxious boy.
Anxious boy. Two anxious boys on an island.
Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thanks for that. Thanks, mate.